This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Thursday, December 24th, 2009. It's Christmas Eve. Happy Crima Eve. Okay. I know I'm being very silly already. I have had a couple glasses of wine of some nice Viognier. I actually made myself some dinner tonight with some pasta and Parmesan cheese and some chicken. And I decided to have some Viognier to go with my dinner, and it was really, really good. So I'm just finishing up the bottle myself. Can you hear that slurping? I won't slurp it again. Now, I decided to get out my original equipment for podcasting, the equipment that I bought almost 5 years ago. And because, you know, that equipment that Daniel Brewer helped me purchased this summer, it was just too fucking complicated for me. So I decided to get my old equipment out and hook it all up and give it a try, because I wanted to add Christmas music with the podcast tonight. So I said, I have the time. The boyfriend is in New Orleans. I have time to... oh my goodness. That's for Big Fatty. I have time to set up the podcasting equipment, and I want to have Christmas music. So here we are, and you're listening to Christmas music. It's the Charlie Brown Christmas CD. And here I am talking, and a little silly. I don't want to call this a drunky cast, because I'm not completely drunk. I'm just a little tipsy and just enjoying the wine right now, which I probably shouldn't do on my medication, but what the fuck. Anyway, so yesterday I finally got home from the boyfriend's house. I say finally because, as you may or may not remember, I was stuck in the snow at the boyfriend's house for 5 days. I arrived at his house on Friday and didn't come home until Wednesday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and came home Wednesday. So that's 5 days. Although, if you've been following the videos and the feeds, we actually plowed my car. We actually shoveled my car out on Sunday. I believe it was Sunday. Wasn't it on Sunday? Sunday or Monday? Now I can't even remember. It was Sunday, yes. We shoveled my car out on Sunday, and there was a really good video called Dig Out on the website that you can see of the boyfriend and I, the before and after of the dig out of the car. So even though we dug the car out, the streets had not been plowed in the D.C. area, in Washington, D.C., in the boyfriend's area, I should say. So we actually couldn't get the car out. I mean, even if we had tried, we wouldn't be able to get the car out, because there were people spinning on. We told you when we record this other podcast that there's people just going crazy on the road. So we just decided, what the hell, we're just gonna stay here until Wednesday, until I have to take you to the airport. Because I, you know, even though I don't have enough clothes and I'm out of my medication, I'm just gonna stay here because I do not want to get in this mess. Well, sure enough, I stayed until Wednesday. The boyfriend did my laundry, so I had some fresh clothes to wear. The only medication I ran out of was my GERD medication, so I just, if I needed to, I was going to take some Tums. But luckily, I didn't need anything on Wednesday. So, yeah. So anyway, I took the boyfriend to the airport on Wednesday morning and got him there in plenty of time, and then I came home. Well, it turns out that his flight was 2 hours late leaving, so the poor thing had to sit in the airport for 2 hours. But he did have a book and other things to do. Now, you heard that noise. That's my RSS reader telling me I've got some new articles on the RSS feeds that I follow every day. And, oh, there's an article from Homer. I want to see if Henny Penny came back, but I haven't seen that yet. Anyway, I'm just checking out these articles. Yeah. So anyway, I took the boyfriend to the airport. His airplane. His flight was 2 hours late. He didn't get in till 5 o'clock on Wednesday evening at his parents' house, so I felt really sorry for him. But after I dropped him off at the airport, I came home. Well, actually, I stopped at the grocery store first because they still are calling for some ice tomorrow morning, some freezing rain tomorrow morning. And we're actually in the winter storm watch zone. So I decided I would go to the grocery store yesterday to avoid the crowds and to get just a couple little things. I didn't need much. I wanted some bread, but I already had milk and stuff, so I didn't really need anything. But anyway, I came home, and believe it or not, I pulled into my parking lot and thought, holy fuck, what did they do to my parking lot? They have not plowed this thing. I mean, well, they have plowed it, but they like pushed all the snow into certain areas, and then they just left it. They didn't try to clean out any of the parking spaces or the space in between the parking spaces, nothing. There's like 20 inches of snow sitting between each car. And I got really pissed off when I pulled in there, and I'm looking for a space, you know, that's got some of the snow dug out around the cars. So I did find one space and pulled into it. I said, I am not moving this car until Saturday morning. So from Wednesday to Saturday, I'm not going to move the car. Because on Saturday, I wouldn't even move it on Saturday if I didn't have to, but I have to go to my mother's house and pick up her mail and water her plants because she went to visit my sister in Richmond. And then I have to go to the boyfriend's house and water his plants and pick up his mail. So I don't have to get out of the house until Saturday. So I'm going to let that car sit there until Saturday. And that's what I'm going to do. Anyway, so my parking lot's a mess. And then we're going to have freezing rain tomorrow morning. And that just really, really pisses me off. So anyway, when I got home, Before I got home, I stopped off at the P.O. box. And you would not believe the tons of Christmas cards that were in the P.O. box. Because as you know, I was snowed in D.C. and I had not had a chance to check the P.O. box or my regular mail for 5 days. I would have done it much earlier because I actually was planning to do it on Saturday, but we were stuck in the snow, so we couldn't do it. Anyway, I checked the P.O. box, and there were a ton of cards in the P.O. box. And then when I got to my place, there was a package. And the package was from Lurie Dean, Lurie Warbucks. Lurie Dean had sent me a package, and in the package was this nice box of spices that the boyfriend is going to love using. But as well as the spices, there were a bunch of Macintosh things. He included a T-shirt from the opening of the, I didn't open the box, I think it's Westbrook, I think. Westbrook Apple Store in 2001, I think it was. He included the original container. The shirt is in there, crisp white. And I'm like, ooh, I don't want to open this. And he's got a little sticky on there giving me the date and where the store was. And I thought, oh my God, this is amazing. Lurie Dean, actually, remember when he was here this summer and he was telling me about all this Apple stuff he had, and then he talked that he would send me some of it. Well, for Christmas, he did just that. So he sent me the T-shirt from the West, I think it's Westbrook. I might be saying that wrong, but I don't want to open the shirt and find out. So I'll have to look at the little sticky again. But anyway, the T-shirt, and then he sent me a cassette from an original 1984 Macintosh that explains, you know, like, welcome to Macintosh. You play the cassette and it tells you all about your Macintosh computer. And then he sent me a set of original discs from a 1984 Macintosh. It's got everything in there. The tour of the Macintosh, the system disc, everything that you need. Now, he said to me in a Twitter, I don't know if some of you follow both of us, but you may have seen the Twitter that says, you know, I'll have to try it out. Well, I have to get one of the old Macintoshes out of my storage unit to test it out. But anyway, Lurie Dean, you are just amazing. Thank you so much for all that nice holiday gifts you sent, the T-shirt and all the Mac stuff for that matter. And then the spices that the boyfriend and I not me as much, but the boyfriend definitely will love all those spices. It was like a box of like, I don't know, 8 different spices. And I think one of them in there was a Cajun spice. I don't remember exactly what. But you know, I'll be saving those for the boyfriend when he gets back from New Orleans. Okay, time for take a sip. I said I wasn't going to make that noise again. Sorry. Oops. I'm just so, you know, happy to be back on my old equipment that I'm making these noises. Anyway, now in the P.O. box, I had a ton of Crima cards. And I say Crima because I like that, and that's Big Fatty's saying, so I'm going to say Crima. Now, the Krimma cards that I got, some were from people I had sent them to, and some were from brand new people that I had not gotten cards from before. And when I got home, I sat down after I opened the package from Luridine, and I started going through all the Christmas cards and reading them. And I got one from Foul Monkeys. I got the Krimma Happy from Big Fatty. I got a really cute card from Tara in Michigan. And one all the way from Malaysia, Vincent in Malaysia. And this year I got one from Groomer Zig. Thank you very much, Groomer Zig. And then I got one from a listener named David, and he's from Alta Loma, California. And I don't want to say his last name, but I don't remember if he's the listener that I have communicated with before or not. Sorry, David. There are so many Davids, I have to say. That's really my issue. I'm not sure which David you are, but if you are a new listener who this is the first time you're communicating with me, David, thank you very much. That was a very nice card that you sent. And then I got a card from Tim and Brian in Anchorage, Alaska. And I am so jealous of Tim and Brian. They sent this, like their family newsletter. I'm sure many of you do that. They send in, like you put your yearly newsletter in your Christmas card and people you'll get to read about what's been happening with you during the year. And Tim and Brian have been traveling all over the world. They've been to Canada. They've been to South America. They've been all over the place. And they live such busy, fun-filled lives. I was reading this, their newsletter thing, and I was thinking to myself, geez, I live such a boring life compared to these guys. I'm so jealous of them. I mean, and they moved into a beautiful new house in Anchorage, Alaska, and of course, I'm jealous of that too. So Tim and Brian, thank you so much for that Christmas card and the newsletter. I was just so touched by that, and I was jealous as well, but I really appreciate it. It was very nice. And then I got a card from Mark and Shane, and I'm actually going to see Mark and Shane on, I'm thinking, the New Year, because the boyfriend's having a party on New Year's Eve, and Mark and Shane are coming over. They were going to be out of town in Florida, closing on their house, but that is not going to be happening now until probably in February, so they're going to be able to make it to the boyfriend's New Year's party. Yay, for the first time. So thank you, Mark and Shane, for the card. And then I got a digital card before I went to the boyfriend's house last week from La 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 Lorne. And it was a cute card. That woman, I'm telling you, she is so talented. I know that she drew all the card and put it all together. You know what I need to ask her? Well, maybe I'll ask her in private. But I need, because I know that she's been providing Big Fatty with all this album art for all his holiday shows. I need to talk with her about maybe coming up with a logo for my wine site, for the wine blog and the... because the wine site's now on Facebook and all this stuff. So I need to talk to her. Lauren, not that I'm trying to get you to do anything, but maybe I'll send you an email if I can remember that, because I'm a little tipsy right now. But I was just thinking that all the great artwork that you've been doing for Big Fatty, and that you could probably create something for our wine site. Anyway, I will talk to you later about that, La 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 Lauren. So anyway, thank you all so much for all the holiday cards. Now, here's the thing. I only got back yesterday, and of course, that's the day before Christmas Eve. So I quickly put cards back in the mail to all the people who had sent me the cards, but I know they're not going to get to you on time. Because of the snow, I've been in the snow for 5 days. I would have gotten them out much sooner, but I didn't get them until Wednesday, so please forgive me. The cards are going to arrive to you after the Christmas holiday. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I think you will, but... anyway, I do appreciate you sending them in, and if you haven't already gotten one from me, it's on the way. That's the truth, I promise. So, anyway. So, yes, now I'm home. The boyfriend's in New Orleans until next Tuesday. I am here by myself for the next, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. 7 days, roughly 6-7 days by myself. And I spent most of my time on Wednesday catching up on all the things I needed to do. Like, I was paying bills, I was... keeping track of my expenses and stuff, because I spent some money when I was at the boyfriend's house, and I oh my goodness, that was definitely Viognier that I'm drinking. I'm following Big Patty's lead of talking about what it is I'm burping. Anyway, and there's my new word. Anyway, of course. I am reverting back to so many old things. Anyway, of course, and what was I doing? Okay, I was saying on Wednesday when I got home, I did two loads of laundry, cleaned my house. Took care of all this paperwork, put things away, and now I'm to the point where I can just enjoy the holidays. I bought myself a gift yesterday on Amazon. I bought a new camera. While I was with the boyfriend, I kept playing with my camera. I got this camera a year ago. Well, the one that I had, this is a Canon, what is it? Canon PowerShot A480. 10 megapixel camera. I remember I got it last year when I got my tax refund, so it's almost a year old. It'll be a year old next month. Because I think I got my taxes early last year. Sorry, I'm having a sippy poo. And this camera has been so good for me for a year. But when the boyfriend and I went to take a walk on the snow, he had this very old camera that I had gotten him probably, I don't know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? I don't even remember. And I said to him, I said, well, you know what? I need a new camera. I don't need a new camera. I want a new camera. So I'm going to buy myself a new camera for Christmas, and I'm going to give you my old one because you need a higher megapixel camera. Because we went on the walk, and he took pictures, and he put the pictures on the computer, and they were not that great. I think the camera's only a 3 or 5 megapixel camera, so it's like really old in terms of the technology. So I said, I'm going to give you my old camera, and you will... You know, the pictures will be much better. Now, here's the thing. He doesn't do anything with the pictures. They're just on his computer. You know, whereas I post them on my blog, or I will include them in a photo book, or I will do something with them. He doesn't do anything with them. So this 10 megapixel camera will last him a very long time. The only downside is it takes batteries. You have to put the batteries in. And I went through 2 sets of batteries while I was at the boyfriend's house because I was doing a lot of video because I was using this camera for video. Because I like the way it shoots video too. Like all those videos were shot on this camera. But when I got home yesterday, I was saying to myself, you know, I'm going to get this new camera. So I went on the Amazon and I did a little research because I wanted a Canon. My experience is all with Canon. But this time I wanted a higher megapixel, which is 12.1 megapixels. And I also wanted image stabilization because there are so many times when I take pictures with this PowerShot A480 that I jiggle the camera and it messes up the picture. And then I don't take a second shot, so that first shot's screwed. So I decided that I'm going to get one that has the image stabilization. So I was looking on the comparison. You can do this comparison thing on Amazon. And when I looked at the features that I wanted, shooting video, image stabilization, 12 megapixels, all that, it came up with the Canon PowerShot SD780IS. Now the IS stands for image stabilization, and it shoots at 12.1 megapixels, and it's got the higher sensor for even though the, you know, megapixels is one thing, but if it has the higher sensor, like this one has the Digix 4. The old camera, I believe, has Digix 3. So this camera, even though it's higher megapixels, it's going to have better quality because it has the Digix 4 chip inside. This thing is teeny tiny. I swear it's about the size of a credit card, but it's about, you know, I don't know, half inch thick, but about the same size as a credit card. Excuse me, if it wasn't so thick, I could put it in my wallet. It's the Digital Elf, the Canon Elf that you probably heard about. Anyway, it also shoots 1080p, or is it 1080i? 1080, well, it's 1080, whatever the case, HD. But you know what? I have the whole, whoever that nice listener was, whoever sent me that HD Flip Mineo camera, I haven't used it very much for HD because the HD was just, the files are huge. Anyway, I'm having another sip of the wine. And I'm talking way too long on this. This is becoming a meta podcast. Anyway, this camera. Anyway, I got it today. I charged up. What I was going to say was I ordered it yesterday from Amazon, and I wanted to get it today. So I paid the extra $18, whatever it was, to ship it to me overnight. And it arrived. I mean, I ordered that thing probably at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. It was here by 1 o'clock this afternoon. So in less than 24 hours, this sucker was here. And I charged up the battery. Of course, you have to charge up before. Because, that's the other thing. This has a rechargeable battery, a lithium ion battery, whatever case. And it has a rechargeable battery, which I love. Because the other one, you have to you know, put batteries in. Anyway, it shoots HD, and it's got, which is a cool thing, it's got an HDMI port on it that I can plug in a cord right to the camera and plug it right into my TV and play my videos right on the TV from the camera, which is cool. I don't know actually know how often I will use that. Plus, here's what I've already done. I was testing the video, and I'm not all that impressed with HD. Anyway, I think it's more of the content, not the quality of the video. Actually, the quality of the video is very important. But one thing I did learn about this camera is you can change the settings. You don't have to shoot in HDMI. I mean HD. You can shoot in regular 640 or 680 by 420, 640 by 480. Can you tell I've been drinking a little bit of wine? Anyway, so I was able to change that setting on this camera and shoot video and test it out, and it's beautiful. So I bought myself a new camera for Christmas. I'm going to give my old camera to the boyfriend. And that's what I've kind of been playing with today. Now, oh my gosh, I'm starting to go over the time I usually talk for 21. Now it's 21 minutes. And that sounds a little loud. I hope that's not too loud. There's something else that's too much. Anyway, it's Christmas Eve, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch some Christmas music. Christmas music. I'm going to watch some Christmas movies on Turner Classic Movies. They've got several movies lined up for the evening. Starting at 8 o'clock, and I'm not so sure I'm going to watch the one at 8 o'clock. Because I don't even know that. I do know that movie. It's called Remember the Night, and I didn't like it. It was on earlier in December, and I don't think I liked it. Yeah, an assistant DA takes a shoplifter home for... Yeah, I remember I saw this. It's with Fred McMurray and Jane Wyman. Yeah, I didn't like that. No, not Jane Wyman. Barbara Stanwyck, excuse me. I watched it, and I didn't like it. However, the rest of the schedule at 9:45 is Christmas in July. And I don't know, this Chicken Every Sunday is coming on after that. I don't know that one. Chicken Every Sunday, what's that about? A woman takes in boarders to support her husband's harebrained financial schemes. Yeah, I won't be watching that one. But coming on after, or I should say late in the evening, I should click on schedule, full schedule. Yeah, here we go. Meet Me in St. Louis is on at 1 a.m. In the Good Old Summertime is on at 3 a.m. So there's some really good movies coming up, and I'm going to watch some of them. You know what? Actually, I'm going to be recording them. I might record them, and then I'll watch them later. Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to do. And then tomorrow for Christmas, I'm just probably going to say do the same thing. Watch Christmas movies all day, because I believe they have... Yes, if I look at Turner on tomorrow... Oh, yeah. They have movies all day. Little Women. A Christmas Carol. Oh, The Man Who Came to Dinner. Oh, that's such a good movie with Bette Davis. Christmas in Connecticut. Little Women. A Holiday Affair. Oh, yeah, there's some good movies all day long tomorrow. So I'm going to be watching Christmas movies all day long tomorrow. Yeah, so I think that's about it. So this has been cool. I hope this recording comes out really well, because I got my old equipment out. And I've been Twittering this with people for the last couple hours. Twittering people about all this stuff. About my new, getting my podcasting equipment out. And JT, I'm so sorry to hear that you've lost your job. That's so sad. I'm so sorry. You know, I'm wondering, seriously, since I have cut back my podcasting, do I have the same amount of listeners anymore? You know, I don't check stats anymore, because I just really don't care about that. But what happened? I wonder if all the oldies but goodies are still listening. I just wonder, because I don't hear from them as much anymore. And this is like the third podcast in a week, so that's like really way over my normal amount that I've been shooting, you know, that I've been doing. Because I did two with the boyfriend, and then now this one by myself. So I'm just curious if the same people are still listening. I'm just curious. Leave me a comment if you want to. You know what? Oh my God! I just saw something. Someone needs to call the voicemail line, because, crap. I hope the God is still working. I need to try that. All right. Well, boys and girls, I hope you have a wonderful. Oh, there's another. Notification. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful holiday. I'm not going to say Merry Christmas, because, you know, I'm an atheist. And, you know, I could talk on about that, about how, even though I'm an atheist and don't believe in the whole religion thing, I do celebrate the traditions that are established by the pagan holiday of winter solstice. So the tree being one of them, decorating and presents and all that stuff. So I do enjoy that part. All right, well, boys and girls, that is all I have for today. And until next time, which may be over the weekend, I might podcast once over the weekend. We'll see. Anyway, until next time, boys and girls, bye.